Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Walker. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jerry Walker. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodling scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris bunts towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive towards second. Gardner fields the ball and throws to first. Dropo drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Dropo. Maris moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. William settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a pop-up towards short. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Daly moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump bunts towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to third for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Triandos and Tuttle is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 2 in the game. Tasby bunts towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Niemann is hit by the pitch. Walker moves to second. Al Pilarczyk pinch runs for Bob Niemann. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing right field. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Terwilliger reaches second base with a double. House moves to third. Joe Morgan pinch hits for Bud Daly. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. House scores. Terwilliger scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caris Quell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Murray Dixon now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Caris Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caris Quell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caris Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Walker, and towards Carrasquel, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker bunts towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Gardner moves to second. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 3 in the game. Tasby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hadley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Terwilliger takes first base on ball 4. Ray Jablonski pinch hits for Murray Dixon. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Grimm now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 3 in the game. Triandos hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dropo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Lump reaches second base with a double. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Serve reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Milt Papp is now pitching. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hadley hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas strikes out. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tasby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Albie Pearson now playing left field. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into right field. Pilarczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Terwilliger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder pinch hits for Bob Grimm. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo fields the ball and throws to Pappas covering. Safe. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.